You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Let's head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in DMV, and check in with our pal Mike Loxley, head football coach at University of Maryland. He's presented by IT Cadre, trusted insight from trusted insiders, IT Cadre. What's up, coach?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
What's up?
Congrats on that opening week win, 39-7 over the Florida Atlantic Owls. That was a nice home win at College Park, coach. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks, man. It was good to get things ignited for the 2025 season. Really happy to finally get a chance to get a feel for what this team can be, and was really pleased to see some of the veteran guys like Daniel Wingate, who's continued to develop into a really great leader, a great player for us on defense, but also some of the young guys that have been thrust into some meaningful roles as true freshmen, get an opportunity to start their careers.
Hey, you mentioned Wingate. He led off the scoring for the Terps as he got the interception 20 yards, returns it to go up 7-0. But that play was really caused by Zahir Mathis bringing the pressure to pressure Veldkamp into coughing that ball up.
Yeah, and Zahir, you know, a day one starter as a true freshman, a testament to you know how he's prepared himself. He's one of those guys. He's from Philadelphia up at Emotech. Also, just DJ Moore. And he came in as a true freshman, a really mature size, physical, all those things, has great length. And, you know, what you saw him do on Saturday is what he did most of camp. He was a disruptive force. And, you know, I talked about adding, you know, guys like him and Sidney Stewart to our pass rush, which allows us to not have to add people into the mix with bringing pressure. And those two will create problems down the line, and they'll only get better.
Tell us a little bit more about Stewart. Now, Stewart had a safety, but I think he had a couple penalties early, too. Was he a former basketball player? Fill me in on Stewart.
No, so Sid, you know, his dad is an assistant basketball coach up at Coppin State. His uncle was the great Larry Stewart, played at Coppin State. So from a bloodline of basketball guys, he did play basketball. He did play basketball growing up, but finished up at Concordia Prep. And, you know, I can remember watching his tape, and Sid was one of those recruiting tapes that you put on and you watch probably five or six plays, and you know, your wife would know that he would be a major offer. That's what his tape looked like. And really luckily get a guy. Like, I actually had breakfast with him yesterday, and he was not as heavily recruited as maybe he should have been. And you know, I'm grateful that we were able to get a guy like him to come, because I think his future is going to be really bright for us.
All right, well, let's talk about, you talk about your freshman. Let's talk about Malik. Malik Washi. I know the first quarter was a little slow, but second quarter you guys woke up. He was really good, 27 for 43 for about 260, three scores, didn't turn the ball over. Talk about Malik, what you saw, and you know, what do you think he did really well in his first start?
Yeah, you know, as I've said, when people often ask me to describe him, the thing that jumps out to me is the maturity that he shows for a young player. And I've been around a guy that similar traits to Jalen Hurts when he was a freshman quarterback at Bama for us, that maturity level that he brings to the table. And, you know, here's a guy that missed some work during training camp, obviously, due to some injuries. And the way he played was very similar to his demeanor, because when things don't go well, you know, he doesn't play the emotional game. It isn't about how he feels. He's, you know, he just plays to a standard that he holds himself to. And, you know, it was good to see him. You know, people talk about the 1-for-8 start, but we didn't help him. I think he had 3 drops in that 1-of-8 situation early in the game. But what he didn't do was panic. He just kept the demeanor that you want to see from your quarterback, where you don't ride the highs or the lows. And eventually things got going. It got kicked off with, obviously, the defensive touchdown, which kind of ignited us and really got us going. And then once Malik got started, I mean, you saw the accuracy, you saw the arm talent, you saw the arm strength. I mean, the throw to Jahlil Farouk there on the sideline on 3rd and 17 was a big boy throw that, you know, he has the ability to do. Now, I caution, because he is a freshman, and we're going to ride the ebbs and flows of a freshman quarterback. But with this kid, I think his maturity will allow him to work through, you know, when he faces some tough times.
And, Coach, pretty impressive. He aired it out 43 times, no picks in his debut. And you look across the field at Florida Atlantic, their two quarterbacks combined for 6 interceptions. And I know Veltkamp has a lot more experience than Washington. So you had to be thrilled that he had a clean sheet pick-wise.
Yeah, you know, everybody talks about the penalties, but the thing that that really jumped out was how he protected the football. Mm. And, you know, the offensive line did a tremendous job. We gave up 0 sacks, I think, for the first time in a opener in a long, long time, and to keep your quarterback upright. And when you look at how we protected Malik, I personally think it's a byproduct of the work that our tackles get against those young pass runners we have on the defensive side. And you often hear the terms of iron sharpening iron. And, you know, we had some battles, Rautrell Perry and Zaire Mathis, and then you've got Alan Heron and Sidney Stewart every day going up against that type of talent. And we got better. And you know, what we need to do now is have the consistency of playing that way, get rid of the penalties, obviously, especially the pre-snap non-competitive penalties that, you know, young players, I think Sid had 2 false starts on the first drive. And, you know, you don't want to take away the ability to have that first step quickness, but he has to learn and understand situational football, that on 2nd and long, 3rd and long, you'll get the dummy cadence, and we've got to kind of hold our water in there. You'll see him improve, and as much of our team will improve from game 1 to game 2 because we're able to see it on tape and get it coached and fixed.
So our producer, excuse me, I think he was watching your post-game presser, and he said, ask him about, because he didn't catch the name, he said, ask him about the linebacker that you compared to E.J. Henderson, because anytime you do something like that, the guys are going to get excited.
Well, no, that's Daniel Wingate. You know, I was here during E.J.'s career and saw him come in as a 2-star guy that didn't get heavily recruited. Daniel was very similar. And then next thing you know, you find a 2-time consensus All-American, a Butkus Award winner, a great leader, quiet, but led by example. And, you know, having been around EJ, Daniel has a lot of those similar traits and plays very similar, man. Heavy-handed, physical, has the ability. He's a big-time knockback tackler and really has shown that the leadership piece is what really has jumped out to me and has become kind of the face of our defense.
Coach, talk about DeJuan Williams and Nolan Ray. I drafted Nolan Ray on one of my college fantasy teams.
I was hoping
he was getting more touches, but you did say you were going to kind of balance it out and it would be by committee. But DeJuan showed some spark. But just talk about the running game.
Hey, throw in Iverson Howard from Quinn's Orchard, too.
There you go.
No doubt. Ivy's coming along. He missed some time during camp, and you know, he's a guy that I expect to play for us this year, and he'll create some value for himself and for our team. But, you know, DeJuan is a guy out of St. Francis that at one point was committed to Ohio State and had a knee injury going into his senior year, and then decided he'd rather stay here at home, and we were fortunate to get him. And I think you're just starting to see the fruits of him being 100% healthy. It usually takes about a year and a half coming off of an ACL to get that comfort level back, especially for a skill guy. And he has the combination of size, speed, strength, and he's also a threat to catch the ball out of the backfield, which we saw a little glimpse of that. With Nolan, he's a home run hitter at any time. And, you know, what we've got to get Nolan to do is be the consistent guy. Every play can't be a home run, and it's okay to get that 2-yard, 3-yard dirty run and really finish. And so we need to see a little more production out of the running back room. I can tell you we had no intentions of maybe throwing that thing 43 times like we did, but based on what FAU decided to do once they knew we had a freshman quarterback, they were going to make it tough to run the ball, and they were going to make the quarterback beat them, and our young quarterback did just that.
Talking to Mike Locksley, head football coach of the Maryland Terrapins, presented by IT Cadre, trusted insight from trusted insiders, IT Cadre. You know, after watching Malik perform so well in the pocket in week one, we kind of were wondering, because we don't get to watch much of these guys in high school, whether he was a dual threat quarterback. Is he somebody that you expect to run? He didn't do it in week one.
No, yeah, he definitely has ability with his legs and arm. If you followed his career, two-time player of the year in the MIAA up there, and it represents the Baltimore region out of Archbishop Spalding, which is coached by Kyle Schmidt, a former Terp who does a tremendous job down there with his program, and his program's played a huge role in the players that he has having come to Maryland and had success. He's definitely a dual threat. He's a guy that can win in the pocket. He can win with his feet when he needs to. Extend plays. He is a thrower that has athletic ability, and that's kind of when we recruit quarterbacks. We're looking for thrower first, and the athleticism would be an add-on value or added value to what we do. And, you know, Pep Hamilton, the offensive staff, did a really good job of putting a plan together that Malik could execute. And you know, he started, like we talked about, maybe a little slow with not a lot of help from his receivers, who had, I think, 7 drops, and another area we've got to get cleaned up this week. But he's a guy that can and will make plays with his arm and feet.
All right, Coach. Friday Night Lights, Northern Illinois coming in. I was just kind of looking at the recap of their game against Holy Cross. Holy Cross actually had a lead early in the fourth quarter, and then Northern Illinois, I think, returned a kick to give them the lead, and they win 19-17. But their quarterback, Josh Holtz, had to be helped off the field. They put in Proctor, their backup. Not sure what the health status is there. But what have you noticed about that game on tape about Northern Illinois?
Yeah, I think the big thing that jumps out to me is that they won a tough, hard-fought, close game. And, you know, as a coach, you need those types of games, especially early in the year, because it really tells you a lot about your team, how you respond when you face adversity. And that's the part for me that is still the unknown for our team. But, you know, Thomas Hammack, a former Raven running back coach who has been around some really good football coaches, as I think he was the MAC coach of the year 2 years ago when they won it, has had some big upsets in his career. They'll be a well-coached bunch. They won't have a lot of fear to come inside or come into Terpsville and compete and play when you're well-coached like the way they are. They focus on themselves, and you can tell how they play very sound, structural in all three phases. The special teams guy, number 6, who returned that kick, is a talented player that came up from the Lenore Ryan FCS level. And I expect them to give us their best, and I'm excited about it for our team. Second chance, short week to be back in the shell, and hopefully we can get some people out into the stands to come support this team and see this young team as they continue to grow up.
Friday Night Lights, Coach.
Yes, it is.
What was the, just out of curiosity, what was the injury to their quarterback? I didn't see.
I didn't get they don't print what happened. I think he took a lower leg in something with his lower body, his extremity.
Okay. All right.
It's like us. They play the game where they try to, you know, we don't want to let people know what's going on. So we'll see it. We'll find out. It really doesn't matter to us. We have to play whoever they put out there.
Got you. All right.
All right, thank you, Coach. Best
Appreciate
of luck Friday.
It.
Oh, he gone.
He gone. No,
I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
I'm still here.
All right, best of luck. Get
thank
that win.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
They're off to a good start.
Yeah.
We need.
We'll take it.
We need to bank some dubs.
17 and a half point favorites.
Well,
Friday.
Especially if they're playing a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, cancel class. Number one, if you have class on Friday, you're a rube.
Yeah, a rube.
But number two, you cancel class.
My son's a senior. He's like, no class on Friday. I mean, it's just the way you do it.
That is the beauty of college.
Upperclassmen. Don't schedule classes on Friday. Everybody knows that.
If you're really elite, you don't schedule classes on Monday either.
Well, that's really
just jam them. Jam them 3 days a week.
Yeah. Jam.
If you have it Friday, it's got to be in the morning.
Yep.
It's the only option.
My dad did his PhD, and you know he was working. Obviously, he was later in his life. He did. Can you imagine this? 18 credits, one day a week.
No,
so he would
could
go,
not imagine.
It was
that.
Literally like a nine
six
to nine
straight
thing.
Lectures,
six straight 3 hour joints.
When did he schedule his naps?
I don't know,
because I'd have a nap in there.
18 credits in one day, like on Wednesdays. And then he prided himself on leaving his suitcase. He had like a briefcase, you know. Like
I remember.
An old guy. He would leave it in the trunk all week. And then pick it up.
He wouldn't study?
It's just in his head. It was in his head. And then he the way he did, because he typed like probably Valdez with one finger.
He's a hunter and a pecker?
He was a hunter, pecker, typer.
I'm a
that's a hurting way to type.
So he just voiced them, whatever you talk. He did
recorder.
It into a digital
recorder, yeah.
And then he paid a typist, and she would just type his papers.
That's silly.
It's a good deal.
That's how he got his PhD. Crazy.
Nice.
Crazy. Anyway, he took a lot of pride in it. I think I told you what my son... Did I tell you what my son's claim to fame was?
No.
Sitting on the porta potty.
Yeah, that's one of them. Because that's a weird thing.
I love my son. These are some of his greatest hits. He took a duty in the Outer Banks. He pulled his pants down. Okay.
See, your son started that trend that you can't stop talking about.
He was on a porta potty for 30 minutes. At a lacrosse tournament once.
I've never sat on
his phone playing
ever.
A game. Just on his phone playing a game. Just not
a candy,
even fazed.
A Candy Crush?
Not even fazed by all the poop and everything everywhere. Just didn't even care. Right. Didn't have a care in the world.
It's weird.
His third claim to fame, after I paid literally $4,000 for testing for like ADHD and all this stuff, right? So he could get extra time, right? And he did. He had ADHD, shocker. He had something called executive functioning disorder or something. They said it was off the charts. His claim to fame, he told me this the other day. I never knew this. So I paid $4,000 for him to have extra time.
$5,000?
His entire high school and college career, his first draft was always his final draft. As soon as he had the last period, boom, send. Every paper he ever wrote in high school, in college, and he ended up getting a master's degree. Every paper. He never reread it. He never redid it. He just started it, finished it, hit send, boom.
Boom. That is a natural.
Is impressive.
Well, it depends
impressive.
On the grades he got.
That's impressive.
Impressive.
He did it. He did it.
Okay, but
he
all
did
right.
It. That's also showing he didn't care.
Yeah.
Right. His level of care was zero.
Give zero Fs.
Zero.
Just hit send, baby.
He finished it. Hit the last period, send.
Nubs Institutions.
Never reread
Nubs
it.
Institutions.
Come on.
Coming up next, Chris Sims has a team on upset alert for week one. We'll tell you who that is
who
next.
That? Who that?
All right. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
So Chris Sims was on with Kay Adams, and Kay asked him what team is on upset alert in week one. Here's what Chris Sims, former NFL quarterback who does the Pro Football Talk show with Mike Florio, here's what Chris Sims said.
I think if I had to choose one right there, the one I would choose with the New York Giants. Not that I'm expecting huge things from the Giants, but I do think the Giants are going to be more of a pain in the butt than people realize. Their defense, and they're desperate, and they've played well. And you know, we know that you know their butts are on the hot seat there in New York, right? This is a big game for them. And I do. I look at that, and their offense is a little better than you think. So, yeah, I'm going to take the Giants to upset Washington, or at least cover the spread there.
So that's a big difference.
He backed off at the end.
That's a big difference.
Come on.
But okay.
Am I supposed to take that seriously? No, Am I supposed to take him seriously with that?
I like that he did that, though. Hopefully it keeps the boys awake. You know, we can't go in there and just take advantage. I like it.
Hey, the Giants
more people pick the Giants.
Hey, the Giants are becoming a sexy, like, week one.
A chic pick.
Yeah.
People are starting to sell me on the Giants defense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I knew it was pretty good last
Paul
year.
Paul DeTino ringing around in your head. But
Sims just said it.
You have a rookie.
Stuff I've been reading. Yeah. And dude, I watched Abdul Carter a lot. And Kyle, he's a freaking maniac.
Think about it. You have Burns, Carter, and Thibodeau, and you have a rookie right tackle.
Yeah.
His head's going to be spinning when they run all the different stunts and guys coming at you different ways. They're going to have their hands full.
I feel like if you asked this question a month ago, I mean,
we were a lot more confident.
Yeah, people would be a lot more confident.
I was.
Well,
I definitely was.
Even if Terry wasn't resigned
yet. I'm still pretty confident they're going to beat the Giants. I'm not really wavering off my stance that the Commanders are going to beat the Giants.
You're very resolute.
Pretty resolute on that.
I'm hopeful.
You got a sold out home crowd. You've got all your guys back.
Is that
outside
honestly,
of Cosme?
I honestly don't know the answer to this. Is that the first real sellout in quite a while, or no? Have we had a few?
I know a couple years ago they didn't have one.
There were at least a few sellouts last season.
There were. Okay.
Yeah. No, I know that, but I'm saying a home opener.
Oh, home openers. No, I mean,
I feel like did they open up against the Dolphins maybe 3 years ago at home, and it was an embarrassing
sounds
turnout.
Sounds right. I know they opened against the Cardinals a couple of years ago at home, and that was the Cardinals game was sold out.
Was it?
We need.
Well, think about it. Last year, the Giants were horrible.
Yeah.
And Washington beat them by a combined 8 points.
Yeah. The Giants didn't win a division game all year last year.
That's how bad they were.
That's what I'm saying.
But,
so I'm not saying the Giants are going to win.
I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk.
It's not going to be easy.
I think the Commanders probably win by 3 to 7 points.
Okay. That's fair.
I think their defense
is going to cause problems.
I think it potentially could, but I think Jaden Daniels is going to put pressure on that defense
throughout the game. Thank God.
You can hype up their defense all you want. Thibodeau, I think, is a little bit of an underachiever, though. Like Daniel Jones on the defensive side, he tends to have his best games against Washington in his short career. I mean, I know Abdul Carter is good. There's a lot of hype surrounding him, but I need to see it on the pro level before I'm just going to anoint him as a guy who's going to have 15 sacks and is just an absolute game wrecker. Now, if he comes out and has two or three sacks against Jaden Daniels and he forces him into a fumble and strip sacks him and is all over the place, then I'll reconsider the Giants' defense as far as how impactful they'll be throughout the season. I just don't think their defense carries them to 7, 8, or 9 wins. Maybe. I just don't see that happening.
I could
happening.
See 7, but 9, that's...
Well, neither, the offense neither has to be a lot better. Whoever right. did that Pro Football Talk power ranking, I don't know if that was Chris Sims.
No, that was Florio.
That was Florio?
Yep.
Because Florio has the Giants at 30th in the power rank.
Wow.
You want to talk about disparate sort of ideas on that team.
Florio also has the Commanders in the Super Bowl.
He has us 9 overall in the power rankings, I think.
I know, but in his season-long predictions, he has the Commanders in the Super Bowl.
No, actually, he has a 7. Yeah.
Look at Florio getting pro Commanders.
I think he's the only one. When I was doing the podcast with Toothpick last night, the first string podcast, Lake Lewis,
yeah,
who covers the team, he believes the Commanders are going to be in the Super Bowl.
If we lose to the Giants, jeez, we're going to go from 7 in the power rankings to like 15.
How are the Commanders all of a sudden better than the Eagles?
The Eagles are 1 in the PFT's Pro Football Talk's power rankings. I don't know. Maybe he's getting knocked off.
You know, teams often repeat.
Yeah, but I mean, come on paper.
Hasn't it also been 21 years now that there's not been a repeat winner in the NFC East? Yeah. That's a weird streak.
That's very weird.
It's either 20 or 21. It's one of those two numbers. But that's a wild streak.
You want to talk about disparate, just switching gears to play off of that word. Baltimore and Washington, very close mm-hmm. in terms of cities, in terms of distance.
Uh-huh.
The price of beer at their stadiums yeah. couldn't be more different.
Huh.
The cheapest beer you're going to find average-wise mm-hmm. in the NFL is in Baltimore.
Right.
$6.60.
Wow.
Washington is 32nd. They have the highest average beer cost at the stadium.
We're such snobs.
$13?
$16.49.
Are you kidding?
That's the average.
Can you sneak in minis?
Are they bigger? Are they bigger beers?
They have some big beers, yes.
They're probably, I mean, this 20 is, or 22 ounces, I would guess.
$16.49 is your average. You know, Washington was kind of touting the chefs that they've brought in and their cuisine, mm-hmm. and they've upgraded those things. But the cost of beer, that is uber expensive.
I applaud what the Ravens have done. I think it's like a dozen menu items.
11 items under $5.
Yeah, they've really...
The flock-friendly fare.
Flock-friendly.
They're big on alliteration like I am.
They are big on that, but I give them credit. Look, they know they're making a boatload of money already. They're trying not to fleece everybody that's in the stadium with $8 bottles of water, $19 beers.
Here's what your flock-friendly fare items are.
Yeah.
You can get a barbecue chicken sandwich, $4.99.
It's pretty good.
Where?
Ravens games.
Baltimore.
You get nachos?
Yes. How much?
And remember we went through, now they were like some premium nachos for the
like
Commanders.
$22
I think
nachos.
It was 28.
Yeah.
Forget that.
Regular nachos, it looks like $4.49.
Is it Ravens
bucks?
Game?
Yeah. All hot dog.
Well, is it a bunch of brokies?
All I need in my nachos, I need tortilla chips, fake-ish cheese, and a few jalapeno slices. Yep. I don't need all that other nonsense.
You want 7-Eleven nachos,
yes,
basically.
Exactly.
I need it. I need some meat.
Hot dog,
I bet you
$3.49.
You have good isolate that. You think I'm not going to isolate
that? I knew that was coming.
Pretzel, $1.99.
Hold on, you gonna, time, Jason.
I mean,
you going to isolate that?
They're selling pretzels for $1.99.
Yes.
That's amazing. I don't think you can even go into like Wawa and buy a pretzel for $1.99. You know what? I applaud the Ravens for what they're doing.
Oh, popcorn, $1.99.
It's brilliant.
Some of those pretzels you could break your teeth on. Evie, stay away from the pretzels.
Will it be the highest quality pretzel? Probably not. But again, the price works.
They've got fries and peanuts for $3.49. A 24-ounce soda.
Love it.
$3.99. Oh. 20-ounce water, $3.49, and your 12-ounce beer?
12-ounce beer, I think it's $4.99 or
$4.99.
That's what he said.
That's great. That's fantastic. More teams should follow that lead.
Right.
I mean, $16.49.
Well, you just bought a
beer
and you gotta pay for a stadium.
Well, there's a reason that I mean, how long ago did Josh Harris and his group buy the team? A year and a half, two years ago? They bought it for $6.05 billion. The latest Forbes valuation in 2 years is now worth $7.5 billion. So on paper, they've already made $1.5 billion on their investment. I guess part of it is $19 beers.
I think the difference is the Ravens Stadium, M&T Bank, mm-hmm. and also Camden Yards are funded by taxpayer dollars.
Okay.
So they can afford, the owners can afford to lower the prices like that.
Okay, that makes sense.
As opposed if Josh is doing the bulk of this funding, then all of a sudden he has to recoup that some way.
Yeah, I'm not getting subsidized by the state. This is Josh Harris checking in. You guys are killing
me. Well, I'd like
to
see the average
beers
of the other, like in L.A. or Chicago.
Of the beer, you can
New
see
York.
The beer.
Yeah, what's Jets. Are some of these other ones just pretty similar to Washington's?
Jets and Giants, $13 is their average beer.
They should make those beers $2 for having to watch the pathetic Jets and Giants play in that stadium.
L.A. is $14.
Okay.
So those are your big cities. The Raiders, Vegas, $14.99.
Yeah.
Your cheapest would be the Bengals at $6.80. I mentioned the Ravens, $6.60. The Browns, $7.15. So apparently it's that division.
Yeah.
And then the Lions at $7.20 and the Vikings, $8.05.
Yeah, they're not making the dog pound pay $15 for a beer. Good for them in Cleveland.
Well, like I've said a million times, tailgate, pregame.
Yep.
Get your cocktails in early and buy one beer or one drink.
And
in the
worst
city.
Case, stuff a mini or two down into your pants.
I mean,
you just have to walk a little different when you come into the stadium.
Hey, Jason, how many can you put there? Yeah. Hey, Jason's putting a pint, not a mini.
Be careful with the fireball.
I gotta try.
That might be a little bit spicy.
The fireball.
Those fireballs might cause some issues.
Let me get this fifth out, guys.
Yeah. I still remember him whipping out his minis.
One of those guys in the hospital, they try to get they have 17 minis inside there. Yeah.
I still remember him whipping out his minis at Hooters, costing us money for months.
You'll never forget that.
That was a big deal.
Yeah, Sponsor got Rick.
We're white trash. What are you going to do? We can't get away from our core. This is what we are.
That's what PG County boys do.
Yep, pretty
All
much.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, you can always hit us up on our text line at 1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music,
or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Pablo Torre has a podcast where he tries to uncover things.
Mm-hmm.
Was it called Pablo Torre Finds the Truth? I can't remember the name of the title.
Is he a modern-day Sherlock Holmes? Is that his bit?
Well, that's like kind of his podcast deal. And I guess he's been investigating Kawhi Leonard's getting paid by the Clippers in a fashion which is not by the books. It's off the salary cap,
It's actually hilarious.
You were laughing. Explain this, Cakes.
Okay, I can. I mean, I have to pull it up.
I can kind of explain it.
So basically, Steve Ballmer signed Kawhi Leonard to what is typically known as a no-show job. Yeah. It's just a farce that he was working for this phantom, I think it was a tree planting company.
It's like what you used to get like in Alabama. Aspiration. If you want to go play football in Alabama, they give you a no-show job.
So
the company's called Aspiration, which I don't know, probably doesn't exist.
Basically, he's circumventing the NBA salary cap to pay his superstar extra money.
Extra cash.
On the side.
$28 million.
For doing no work.
Right.
Well, that's kind of
his. Please sign me up.
By the way, that's his career because he takes more games off for load management than anybody in the NBA.
What a life.
How did Pablo Torre find that out? How do you find out where the money's coming from?
He digs. He works hard.
Jeez.
He gets in there. He finds the, you know, the smoking gun somehow.
If Pablo Torre's calling you, hang up.
Oh, yeah. If I look at my phone, it says Pablo Torre.
I'm
just turning my phone over and acting like it didn't happen.
Hang up.
And certainly not checking the voicemail.
Well, now, if they prove that this happened, what can they do? I mean, they can obviously fine
probably
Ballmer.
Find Ballmer, take draft picks away.
Take draft picks away.
Like you gotta bring the hammer down if you're Adam Silver here.
Jeez, I wonder how many other owners have done this.
Yeah. Other owners are shaking in their boots right now that Pablo Torre
start sniffing around.
Pablo Torre is gonna be at their door sniffing around.
Well, did he sign a so called team friendly deal or did he sign a max deal and he threw it on top of it?
I think he's throwing it on top.
He signed a 3-year deal for $150 with the extension.
Right? And was that like the max he could get?
I think that's it's the max.
And he threw that on top. And I'm going to give you a no-show
so
job.
There are going to be so many memes about Kawhi Leonard planting trees on the internet today.
Well, again, his career. So he's getting paid not to do anything there.
Yeah.
And that was how many millions?
I believe it was $28 million.
Okay, and you're telling me he makes about $50 million a year.
He does.
There's 82 games in an NBA season. Last year, he played 37.
Yep.
The year before that, somehow
always
he
hurt.
Played 68. The year
always
before
hurt.
That, 52. Year before that, 52. Year before that, 57. Year before that, 60. He never plays. He plays three-quarters of a season max.
Yeah, Ballmer's an idiot. This apparently happened back in 1999 with the T-Wolves. T-Wolves were found to have done pretty much the same thing. So they docked him 3 first-round picks.
That hurts. You lose 3 first-round picks? That hurts the future of your team.
Please, now, we have been paid over the years for some appearances where we've done next to nothing.
That is very true. I do have to hit a ding on that. There have been many of those in our past. But, hey, at least we showed up. We showed up.
Yes.
Now, we might not have done much when we showed up, but we showed up. You think Kawhi Leonard knows how to plant a tree?
Yeah.
You think he's ever dug a hole and stuck a tree in it?
There have been appearances when we would tell each other, don't look at your watch for like a couple more minutes.
A lot of those.
Because you couldn't help but look at your watch every 5 minutes.
I mean, the most preposterous appearance. This is a radio insider.
Worst part is just disappointing management, who is so disappointed that we brought no crowd.
Correct. I did. I'm not going to name the company.
You don't want to name the client?
Yeah, I don't want to disparage anybody. But I did an appearance. I think it was a solo appearance where this company, they wanted me to actually try to sell whatever the product.
Oh, I remember
that. The on the floor.
Yeah, to be like, to approach customers and be like, hey, I'm
kidding. Wasn't that a mobile phone company?
It might have been a mobile phone company.
They actually hired him as a part-time worker for that day.
Did they give you some khaki pants?
They were short-staffed.
I got the spiel for the manager. I was like, are you serious? I was like, you're serious? You want me to do this to pitch these devices to people? Right.
Well, they knew your retail experience.
Maybe. I was flummoxed by that whole concept. I think I might have tried once or twice. Then I was like, this is dumb. I'm just going to stand here and do nothing, which is what I'm getting paid for.
The worst is when they'll go to you. You know, it might be two or three of us there. And then, I thought you guys were going to bring more people here. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Had a few of those.
I for sure could write a check for five figures, well into five figures. For the appearances, I brought no one to.
Yeah.
Well into five.
Don't sleep on them.
Yeah, I think all of us are probably,
it's a clue.
Probably in that boat.
Yeah.
Those were the worst.
I think I was canoodling with Rom at one of those appearances.
Because when you tell someone to just come at the retail spot X,
yeah,
that's way different than saying come to the bar or come to the game and hang out. You know what I mean? But when you say come hang out at the mobile phone store,
yeah.
It's not really a thing.
Appearances.
Unless
the
you're
good
like
old
a
days.
Soccer player. Appearances, you know, like are dead. If you've played for Bayern Munich.
What was the
or
one
something?
JP and I, you and I did one in Fairfax. Fairfax, what's their mall called over there?
Fair Oaks. Yeah.
Don't you remember that? Was it at a Gap or where was it? Was it a clothing store?
Well, we used to do
clothing store appearance.
We used to get free stuff.
No, it wasn't
Bridges.
No, I think it was a clothing store.
Bridges, whatever it was
and
called.
And nobody came. Maybe one person.
Yeah,
I don't even remember that one. I mean,
that was a long time ago.
I've done a few.
I have one tomorrow.
You do?
You do?
Yeah.
Hype it up.
I'm doing a raffle for a charity golf event.
Perfect. Where?
At Twin Lakes.
There you have it.
Yeah.
All right, but that's good.
Yeah, but there's a hook there. You got a raffle.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You got a raffle.
You gotta have a hook.
Yeah, I'll be reading out ticket numbers.
If you say just came out, come hang out with Cakes and his mobile phone, nobody's gonna do
nobody's
it.
Gonna be there.
No one cares.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you definitely need a hook.
I am making an appearance tonight, MGM National Harbor, Cakes Classic, tonight.
Yeah, 7:15. You know, you have a monthly appearance.
That's true, I do have.
Who's your guest bounty?
You're looking at him.
That's just you?
I'm it.
Yeah.
This month, it's your boy, Johnny Flakes.
I might need a little extra cash, Cakes. Can you make me a bounty?
I'm ready for another appearance at some point.
We can get you on the schedule.
I got to get my room, as long as I have the room.
We'll get that taken care of.
After I bounce about,
I know people over
six
there.
Six levels
we
in,
get, we can get you taken care of.
Yeah, all right, I'm sized.
Get the full treatment. Go to Voltaggio before.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna go to Voltaggio tonight. Like
Cakes will load up on his free comp beers just before.
Yeah, I can do that too.
Still do that? That one time that I played and it was Rom. Cakes like was like, I got $75 left. He got like eight beers just before.
Here's the thing. Another Radio Insider.
Radio Insider.
When you get the comps on your card, romps on your card, you have to use them that day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or else they just go off
into the ether. That's it?
So, like, when I was there with JP and Rom, we went to Shake Shack, and there's three people, and I think we had $75 in comps. So we had food, and then there was like $40 left over. I was like, well, we're getting beers with the rest of this money. So I went and bought like five or six beers, and we looked like alcoholics.
Right.
Just hanging out, having a good old time.
Right.
It's kind of what we do.
No wonder he was snoring like it was a murder scene.
That'll probably happen again tonight.
Yeah.
But there'll be nobody in my room to hear it. It'll just be me, which is fine.
Did you? Have you haven't had any guests lately?
I had B. Mitch scheduled, and he had to cancel last minute, last month.
He had to go to camp.
Right. So this month, no guests. Maybe next month.
Hold on, where was B. Mitch? B. Mitch was
Valdez was a guest recently.
Yeah, Valdez was. How did he fare? Did he do well? Yeah, see?
I finished fifth.
That's great.
Yeah, I know. Good score.
Yeah, when I'm running low on funds, I ask Cakes to make me a
I'm your poker sugar dad.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
B. Mitch was at Audi Field.
Was he?
I saw a picture of him at Audi Field. Yeah,
B. Mitch was. I was driving. It was the same day I went to the Nats game. I was driving by. There's a bunch of people there. Was it for?
Did he get lost?
Was it for girls soccer? What the hell was it? Know. All of a sudden, B. Mitch is doing an appearance at Audi Field.
Not sure.
I don't know. Everybody loves B. Mitch.
People do love them some B. Mitch.
I know. I couldn't figure out what was going on because I saw no DC United jerseys.
By the way, I will claim the large crowd for last month's Cakes Classic, even right. though I think that people expected B-Mitch to be there as a last-minute cancellation.
I'll still claim it as my own.
Promise it again.
Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels, he'll be there along with his mom. They'll both be there.
Queen. All she's doing is play Queens.
You won't give the mom. You won't give the mom a guest bounty.
I mean, she has an open invite.
We should have the mom call in for our weekly guest for the team.
That'd be great.
You know what? That's a great
idea. Be fantastic. She has an open invite.
She does come play poker. We could get her to get Jaden Daniels' mom to give the breakdown of every game.
Yeah.
Dude, that's something we need to follow up on.
Smart.
Let's get a sponsor.
Forget about all the players.
It's using your brain.
The coach. Who wants Dan Quinn? Let's get Jaden's mom to break down every game. Dude, that's actually really good. Really good.
She might be a little out of our price range.
Is that better when Grant and Danny had Kirk?
That was a stroke of brilliance right there.
They had Kirk when Kirk was the backup, right?
Yeah. And then he ascended to the starter.
Did they do that bit again? Did they do that again? They got another backup? They hit a home run.
They had Austin Eckler last year.
Yeah.
No, Jaden's mommy.
Jaden's mom is a great. Jaden's mommy. That's a great bit. We get her to break down the game.
When are we going to make our announcement for our weekly guests?
I don't know.
It's not official.
After we call Jaden's mom.
After she says no.
After she declines.
We'll talk to CK. I mean, I think we know who it is, but I think we just have to make it official. We have to make sure that they sign the contract.
Yeah. I mean, season starts next week.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just keep it in your pants.
Yeah. Mine's in my pants.
Cake's got fantasy talk tomorrow. Mr. Richard tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure we're doing a full segment on the Survivor pick.
Yeah. And bring your appetite, too. I'm already planning on bringing Tupperware for the crab cake.
As you should. And
maybe we should eat earlier than 9. You think we should eat earlier than 9? Or did you already tell him 9?
I told him 8:30 because usually sometimes...
It's about time. We usually get hungry around 9, right?
I'm hungry at any time.
You're hungry at 6?
Do you want me to push it back?
No. Whatever you think. Whatever you think's best.
No, that's perfect.
8:30 maybe. Whatever you think is good.
Well, it's going to take them time to set up and everything.
Right.
It'll be ready by 8:45, 9.
I just don't want the green hoodie. God, that's annoying. I'm going to have a hoodie, an Eagles color.
That's the shirt you grabbed yesterday.
It's not green. Not green.
All right, we got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is,
whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.